today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
A good testimony. What inspires you to go to work each day? What inspires you to do the right thing each day? What inspires you to not give in nor give up? All of our actions have a point of origin. That point of origin starts with a thought to take action. The thought, the signal in your brain, takes up mental real estate that becomes the substance of your faith. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, these words are shared with us. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders earned a good testimony. This verse is written in a style of Hebrew poetry in which two parallels and nearly identical phrases are used to state the same thing. Do you want to earn a good testimony? You and I can earn a good testimony by putting our faith in action. Many say they have faith, but if you were to ask them to show their faith, what could they produce? If you were asked to show your faith, would there be any evidence? The 11th chapter of Hebrews is a moving account of the faithful Old Testament saints like Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, and many others. They earned a good testimony by putting their faith in action. They didn't just talk about faith, they were about action. Saying you have faith is not enough. We have to act. It must be seen. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is. We have to act now, not later. Whenever you desire, or whatever you desire, that is in the will of God for your life, act on it now. Have the faith to launch out. Don't allow what people think or say to hinder your progress. Go get what you believe God has for you by faith. Launch out from the shore of where you are. There is nothing there for you. Everything God has for you is beyond where you are, but you must act in faith to receive it. Allow these Old Testament saints who put their faith in action and earned a good testimony to be your inspiration. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, we are also surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race with endurance, the race that is set before us. You and I are in the arena of life surrounded by the Old Testament saints in chapter 11 of Hebrews. They represent the cloud of witnesses in chapter 12 of Hebrews that cheer you on each day you step into the arena of life. Their great exploits of faith are the motivation and inspiration for running the race of faith that's set before you. Each one of us has a race of faith to run. Run your race with the endurance it takes to earn a good testimony and add your name to the Hall of Fame of Faith. Are you ready? Let's go. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.